Parshat Matot, I'm calling this Dvar Torah politically putrid. In Perek Lamed Aleph, 31st chapter, Moshe gives directives to put together an army, generals, commanders, and soldiers to defeat Midian. And the army goes out and quickly defeats Midian, but fails to follow the orders and took the women as captives. Moshe is upset. And here Rashi quotes the Sifri, Memunim al Chel, who did he point his anger towards? Those that was the generals, the commanders, the officers, the leaders. Why? Comes to teach us, the Sifri says, Lamedcha, to teach you, Shekol Sirachon. Now, Sirachon is a very, very strong terminology. We translated rotten, obscene, corruption. Everything that went wrong with this generation depends upon the leadership. Because these generals, these commanders, had the power to direct the soldiers according to the way Moshe told them they should be doing. They could have and they should have controlled and directed the soldiers to follow the command of Moshe. And therefore Moshe's upset. The Israeli population today is upset, disappointed, skeptic in relationship to our government. From the prime minister to ministers to almost all of the public figures. And it's obvious that we are still in the primary pandemic. The wave of the coronavirus is still here. And at first onset, we were trusting our government directed and we followed the orders and we did a great job. But suddenly, politics, ego, corruption blindsided our leadership. No direction, no safeguards. We remained with a few rules, very good rules, but much to our chagrin, we noticed hypocrisy. Almost every newscast, showed our leadership violating the rules. So all we thought was just lip service. What happened? Tel Aviv beaches were overladen, no distancing, no masks, no police. Bars, nightclubs, weddings, on and on. Nothing is being done. And even we could see and hear our political elite participating. Tonight, this Motzei Shabbat, there's a demonstration in Rabin Square. The demonstration might be very well observant, deservant. There are financial economic issues, and that's what it's about. But the authorities say they have no way of enforcing the rules at this demonstration. Wow. This week, I received a cute I don't know, you can call it a joke. It sounds that it is a joke. That sick person is visiting, he's at his doctor's office, and he says, "Doctor, matay ledatcha tistayem ha-makeifa hazot? Doctor, please tell me, according, what do you think? When is the pandemic going to stop?" So the rofe responds, the doctor responds, "Ein li musak, I have no idea. Ani lo mevin bepolitika. I don't understand politics." So this cute, if you want to call it one-liner with the doctors, "I'm not a politician." Truth of the matter is quite serious. It's discomforting. If only the government, the politicians, would have left the remedy in the hands of those dedicated to pikuach nefesh, the danger of life, those that are sick and will become sick, and those that have nishtogadacht have passed on. But not those concerned with partying or political and financial maneuvering. The sirachon, this putrid, smelly, it's obscene almost, is very disenchanting. And that's what Moshe said to the manigim. "Guys, you're off the path. Get back online. Halavai that our politicians will really make a cheshbon nefesh. Think it over clearly. You're there. You have an unbelievable opportunity to worry about the welfare, the health, and then it'll affect the economy of the people living and dwelling in Israel. And once again, we will become the guiding light for the rest of the world to follow suit, that we will be able to really have the end of this first wave and never have to encounter another wave of this pandemic."